B92.1's Mikey and the Misses.
It is a wake-up Wednesday. You know what that means. Time to gather around the kids in quarantine and give them a little teaching lesson that we call...
Drive-by-creating!
In the studio, we have Ron.
Good morning, Mikey and the Misses.
And off-camera, we have Lori.
It's drunk. Hi, your crazy time.
And we've got Bonnie.
And we're here for you.
Oh, yeah. Boy. You know how this works.
Shoot it. Shoot it. Shoot it. Shoot it.
Oh,
we're
in time.
What'd you say, Mike?
If you're still with us, you know how this works. I tell you a completely real news story. By the end of it, you must decide whether the subject of the story was drunk, high, or just plain old crazy. Are you ready to play the game?
Ready to keep that five-year winning streak alive, Mikey.
That's right. Keep gaslighting them, Ron.
Yeah.
In the sleepy town of Auburndale, Florida, a Polk County sheriff was on the side of the road looking for suspicious activity. He didn't have to wait long until he saw a gray sedan blow through a stoplight. The officer pulled over the car, and when he got to the window, he asked for the driver's license and registration. What he got in return was a little extra. The driver's car was filled with garbage, and the driver himself was dressed a little strange. The driver was completely naked. But
it's Florida.
But ha, you said but.
He had string wrapped around his body. He was also found to have string neatly tied around his naughty bits.
Oh.
Wow. Like in a bow?
So picture,
like,
if you will, a small leather pouch of marbles, but with yarn tied around it.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, the driver was over 60 years old, so maybe if you picture a bag of prunes with string tied around it.
I don't want to picture it at all.
Too late, you already did. The rest of his body didn't look all that great either, with thin string tied round and around and around.
Oh, do you have to keep going on and on and on?
Uh-huh. Okay. He kind of looked like an uncooked chicken that was caught in Spider-Man's web.
Oh, okay.
The officer asked the driver why he was dressed like this, to which the driver replied, quote, well, you know.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Okay.
The officer, clearly wishing he had never pulled this person over, was faced with a dilemma. This was broad daylight, which means to take him out of the car would probably cause quite a bit of gawking and some car accidents. Or he could have him in the car, call for backup, and laugh his brains out with the other officers. The officer chose the former and just took him out of the car and put the roped ham into the back of the police cruiser.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
There's the picture.
There it is. When he arrived at the jail, the officer who lost rock, paper, scissors was the one who had to untie all the little bows.
Oh, dear.
He was then provided with an orange jumpsuit at the county jail. Upon further inspection and interrogation, they went through the car and found all kinds of stuff, none of which were a pair of pants. But after a while, our strung-out stripper was deemed to be drunk, high, or crazy.
Oh,
what do
I
you
know.
Think?
I think police officers don't make enough money.
They need to be paid more.
Yes,
they really
true.
Do.
Especially in Florida.
Especially the guy in charge of the untying of the knots.
I was just going to go crazy.
Okay.
Bonnie, I'd like you to go next.
I'm going to go with high.
Okay, going with high.
And therefore, I shall go with drunk.
Okay.
So that all issues are covered equally.
I deem it so.
Okie dokie. Wow, it's hanging by a string here. The fact of the matter is, the guy who put string all around his body and gave us mental images we didn't want was, in fact... Hi.
Woo!
Oh, yeah!
Senior citizens with ganja issues.
You will never look at a bag of raisins the same way again.
I hate raisins.
Okay, explain the... Explain how high he was and what he was on. And
Ron needs to know why he lost.
It was the Marahuna.
The
It was the marijuana. Yeah. However, they did find a bag of meth in the trunk, but he did not partake. It was all marijuana on this one.
Wow.
That's right.
And he finds it's easier to sell if he's dressed in string.
That's right. Kids.
Gracious.
Wear actual clothes.
Kids.
Or you might wind up on an episode of...
Drunk, High, or Crazy!
You're listening to the Mikey and the Mrs. Show on today's hit music, B92.1.